Assalamu alaikum everyone, welcome back to another episode of Disturber of the Hearts. This one is a very short reminder. This is one that I think a lot of you might have heard before. This one talks about the condition in the hereafter of the most prosperous people in this world. Anas ibn Malik narrated that the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said, "The most affluent person in this world of those who will go to hell will be brought on the day of resurrection and then dipped once in the fire. Then it will be said, O son of Adam, did you ever see anything good? Did you ever have any pleasure? He will say, No, by Allah, O Lord, then the most destitute person in this world, of those who will enter paradise, will be brought and dipped once in paradise, and it will be said to him, O son of Adam, did you ever see anything bad? Did you ever experience any hardship? He will say, No, by Allah, O Lord, I never saw anything bad, and I never experienced any hardship." I know that this is a popular one that a lot of people have heard, and I wanted to talk about this one, especially for the people that might be going through something, especially in this month, who might be having a hardship. I know that a lot of times in Ramadan and just in general, when you look around and you see everyone else, you know, living maybe a really perfect picture life, and you're thinking to yourself, like, even in this blessed month, I'm having hardship, I'm having a hard time, I'm having these things. You often tend to question why, you often tend to question when the pain will end. And some people in this life, I'll tell you, have experienced so much pain that they just physically feel weak, that it physically makes them feel like they're deteriorating slowly but surely. And a lot of times it makes you feel like your body's shutting down, like you're growing weaker, and like you don't know how to go forth. And in those moments, I think that this is a very important reminder for anybody who might be in that situation right now. This life is the lowest it gets, okay? And inshallah, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help, you will go up into Jannah. But the thing is, while you are here and while you are in this journey, you're going to experience a lot of things that you think are unforgettable. I know that there's a lot of things that happen in my life that I think are unforgettable. There's pain, there's emotions, there's these specific things that might trigger you, that might remind you of a time that caused you a lot of pain. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows you to go to paradise, and when you see that this is what you worked for in this life, when you see it in front of you, and when you are in Jannah, inshallah, you will realize that every single one of those nights where you cried, every single tear that you shed, it was simply a reward, inshallah, for your sabr. Or every single time that you were so patient with what was going on with you in this life, whether it was in your control or not, you'll see that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for what you went through. And you'll see that the times where you sat there and questioned, you know, why are my du'as not getting answered? What's going on in my life? You were confused, but you continued to have sabr. You will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you in ways that you can't imagine. A lot of times you think your du'a didn't get answered, but it got answered in the best way. You just don't recognize it or accept it right now. I think about some of the things in my life that didn't get answered, and I'm like, oof, thank God that didn't get answered. And in one way or another, Allah answers our du'as. He's listening to us. We just have to be ready to receive the response that He is giving. But coming back to what I was initially saying, you will experience a lot of pain in this life that will make you question how you are going to go forth. You know, like, there's pain that paralyzes people. But when you are in Jannah, I promise you, you will forget everything. And things will be so much more better for you that if you're someone right now in this life who doesn't know what to hold on for, what your purpose is, hold on for that moment. That moment when, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows you to go to Jannah. Because that moment, inshallah, is what you are here building and working for. I hope this little reminder was helpful to anybody who's kind of going through it right now and is kind of down bad. But inshallah, just hang tight. Bad times never last. I know you guys hear that a lot. And just like, you know, maybe 3 years ago, you were going through the most traumatic time of your life and you overcame it. And now you look back at it and you're like, wow, I did that. You can do this as well. Inshallah, with Allah's help. Allah is the one who heals us, and we have to be ready to seek His healing. Don't get so consumed in what's happening. This is life. Things are going to happen. The world spins. You're going to be sad one day. You're going to be happy the next day. But you need to keep your eyes on is the real prize, which is Jannah and the hereafter, inshallah. Take care of yourself. Have a great rest of your day. Assalamu alaikum.